Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Yoacha for their weekend Supreme Saturdays. So this is £52 per person. I think we paid £49 because we booked a little while ago before the price went up. Minimum of two people, and it's basically a set meal. So it starts off with the pre-lunch cocktail. So you have a choice of lychee ginger Collins, lychee martini or Negroni. You get a half a bottle of wine with your dinner, and then you have some starters, you get a choice of main course, some sides, and then your choice of dessert. And then you get a post-lunch cocktail, which is a Manhattan, a Chun Tian, or a Gaelic cafe. What do we have? So to start off with, you get fried dim sum platter. So on that, you get a venison puff, a mushroom spring roll, a morel mushroom mei sai roll. Again, excuse the pronunciation. And also sesame prawn toast. Out of these, let's be right, they're all fantastic. The venison puff was really nice. The venison inside was lovely and moist. The outside was crispy. It was almost like a little, like a mini Cornish pasty sort of thing. So the outside, but it was much more puff pastry than it was sort of normal pastry that you would get, something like that, but in that sort of thing. The mushroom spring roll was nice, but probably the weakest of the four things. The thing that I was really, really impressed with was the morel mushroom macy roll. Now, kind of comes and it looks like a shredded wheat, which is a little bit bizarre, but once you have that, the outside is really lovely and sort of a crispy and crumbly. So I don't know if you have had crispy noodles before. It sort of has that sort of outside, that sort of nice crunchy texture, and the mushrooms inside were really lovely, nice and earthy and very moist and rich. And then the sesame prawn toast, it appears, and it's the biggest amount of prawns you've ever seen on a prawn toast. It's rather than being those sort of flat things that you get in other places, this thing's like it's the size and shape of a Tunnock's tea cake, basically. There's quite a thin amount of toast at the top, at the bottom, and the middle part is all prawns. Now, normally I don't eat prawns, but sesame prawn toast is one of my favorite things. Certainly my favorite Chinese food, I think. So I couldn't not eat that. And that was really, really excellent. The steamed dim sum platter. So you had pork and prawn shui mai, har gow, black pepper and wagyu beef dumpling, phoenix crown black pepper dumpling, crystal dumpling wrap with pumpkin and pine nut, and a wild mushroom dumpling. Now, all of these were super nice. Pork and prawn, I think, was probably my favourite. The black pepper and wagyu was okay. I mean, I'm never one to be that impressed by wagyu beef. Much rather just have regular stuff and more of it. I thought everything else was really nice. The wild mushrooms again was lovely. I think everything that had mushrooms in was really quite good. What else did we have that I really liked? The pumpkin and pine nut was really interesting. It's quite light. Again, I'm a big fan of pumpkin. And then main course, you have a choice between Sichuan pepper beef with eringi mushroom, truffle pork belly rib, lobster vermicelli pot. Now, bear in mind that I think if you don't like mushrooms, this might not be the menu for you, because pretty much, well, every course has at least something with mushrooms in. So just be aware of that. And then the sides was jasmine steamed rice and Chinese vegetables. The mains, there were six of us on a table, so we actually just wound up having two each of everything from the main course to share between us. I think the best thing was the lobster vermicelli pot. The lobster was beautifully cooked. It was already chopped up into bits, so it was pretty easy to share out. The vermicelli underneath was absolutely divine. Perfectly cooked, really nice flavours, still quite light, but sort of the more you ate it, the more you understood the complexity, which was really lovely. The truffle pork belly rib was really good, I think, but I've eaten a lot of pork belly recently, and I think that was pretty much up there. Certainly not the best that I've had, but still very, very good. And the only thing I was a little bit disappointed with was the Sichuan pepper beef. I thought it was very nice, but there just wasn't very much of it compared to the other two. So by the time you had your sort of four or five fairly small pieces, it was all gone. And then the sides were fairly simple. So it was jasmine steamed rice and then Chinese vegetables, which was bok choy. The steamed rice was really good, beautifully cooked, just that sort of right texture to be sticky and easy to pick up with chopsticks, but not glutinous. And the Chinese vegetables were just cooked, so they still had quite a lot of crunch, but were really juicy as well. The desserts, you basically got a choice. Well, we just got to choose from the menu, and they brought it to us. I think with a smaller group, they would let you go up, I think, and choose from the window to see what you had. So I wound up having the milk chocolate Tai Kuan Yin, which was papoisie, milk chocolate, Breton sable, which is a type of biscuit, dulce de leche cream, and that was really lovely. There's a picture of it on the website. It's really, really beautiful. Other people on my table had pecan coffee delice, which is pecan sponge, crispy feuilletine, mascarpone and coffee mousse. And then other people had, what was the other thing they had? The chocolate lemon grand macaron, which is Earl Grey tea, cremeau and lemon confit, which did look really quite good. And did anybody have anything else? Yes, I think someone had the yuzu rose choux, which is yuzu, ginger cremeau, crumble and rose chantilly. So all the desserts were super nice. There were lots of other choices. There's a photo of the choices on the website. They were really super good. That was all the food. Highly recommended. Everything was good. Nothing was, you know, even remotely questionable. I was really, really impressed with all of it. I had been put off going to Yoacha before just because of the prices of the a la carte menu. It's quite ruinously expensive. I mean, dim sum can get quite expensive once you sort of get stuck in. You're like, oh my God, I want this, I want that, I want that. And when you start looking at the Yoacha prices, it's quite eye-watering. But actually, I thought £49 plus service for all that we had was a really good deal considering the quality. It was pretty spectacular and certainly up there with the best dim sum that I've ever had. And bearing in mind, I've never had dim sum outside London. You know, I haven't been to Hong Kong or Shanghai, wherever else they do really good dim sum. The drinks were really nice. As I say repeatedly, so I'm not a huge drinker. I really like the cocktails. I thought they were quite delicate. I started off with the lychee ginger Collins. Lychee is one of those flavours where I have it and then I'm never quite sure whether I like it or not. I was a little bit nervous because Negronis I find too strong, and the other two options basically were things with lychees in them. So I went for the ginger Collins, which is normally, so a Collins is normally gin, lemon sherbet and either lemonade or soda water. This was similar but had the lychee and it was a really nice pink colour. The ginger came through really nicely. It wasn't overpowering. I thought the amount of alcohol in it was about right. Some of the others did say that theirs felt a bit weak, which I thought was a little bit unfair. But then again, that was the right amount for me. I had the white wine. The white wine was a Silvana from Alsace. I've got Vivino on my phone, so I Vivino'd it. It's about a tenner a bottle to buy retail. So that's a pretty good bottle of wine to get on a special deal like this. And then the red, which I didn't have, was a Cabaletta red from Venezia. That was also supposedly very nice from the people who had that. And then for the after drinks, I had a Chun Tian. And I wish I'd written down what was in it, because it was lovely. It was certainly a bit stronger than the one that I had for the starter. And it came with some rosemary in it as well. The Chun Tian is a mix of cognac, vermouth, limoncello, passion fruit, rosemary and bitters. Really interesting mix of flavours. Absolutely delicious. I find brandy can be a little bit too much for me sometimes in cocktails, but this was really, really fantastic. So highly recommended. We didn't come here on a deal, we just came here on the regular price that everybody can get. And out of the places where I've been for a weekend brunch, this is really up against Roca in terms of quality. And actually, I think this is better. You don't get as much food as you do in Roca, and you don't get as much to drink. So as someone who doesn't drink a huge amount, I still think this was great value. I had more than enough to drink. I had to stop them on several occasions from just keep topping me up. And the food, I left feeling full, but not uncomfortably so, which is something that I'm trying and failing to achieve when I go out to eat. For me, it's probably 6 2/3 as to which one I prefer. But I think the food quality here is slightly better. So even though it's a little bit more expensive compared to Roca on a deal, I would probably prefer to come back to Yoacha. I was super, super impressed. I do also want to say that the service was pretty much flawless. We had a couple of people in our group who had some special dietary needs, and they absolutely bent over backwards to try and accommodate them, to make sure that there were things on the menu and swaps that they could make so that they got their value for money and they got their full meal, which was really good. The really good thing about the service there was they were really friendly and they were chatty and they were jokey, you know, when they needed to be, but then when they needed to just get on with the job and make sure that everybody's water glasses are always filled and everybody had their wine topped up and sort of all those other things that sometimes get forgotten when the waiter is being all pally, none of that got missed. So often I'd drunk my water and by the time I'd gone, oh, my water's empty, I wonder where the guy is, to come and fill it up. I looked down and it had already been done and I hadn't even noticed. That was really good. The dining room is quite nice. It's quite plain. It doesn't, for example, there are no tablecloths on the tables, which I do think is a little bit strange for a restaurant of sort of this quality and this price. We went there on a beautifully sunny day and the sun was coming streaming in through the windows. The view is quite nice of the little square that's on the side of Liverpool Street Station. Nice to be able to look out the window and see what was going on. That's my review of Yoacha for the Supreme Saturday. Recommended. It is done for a minimum of two people, which I think is fine. It's a really nice date place, I think, as well, if you don't get the noisy people in the corner like us. So go and check it out. I can only recommend it. If you have any comments or questions or queries or suggestions or any other thing that you would like to say to me, you can email me. I'm on tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's TibbleNibbles@gmail.com. You can tweet me @TibbleNibbles. Or you can go to the website www.tibblenibbles.com and leave a comment at the bottom of the post. You can also find this podcast on Acast and on iTunes. And if you got it from there, please rate and review. I'd like to try and get this out to as many people as possible and see really where we can take this. So thank you very much for your time and listening to the review. I hope you felt it useful. Please get in contact if there's anything you'd like to say. And if not, please stay tuned for episode 20, where I'm reviewing a new opening in Camden Market called Zala.